This is the user manual for Our Lady of Perpetual Chaos. TM. Assembly instructions for your personalized, modular, polytheistic belief system. A step-by-step guide on how to care for your personal, synthetic demigod, Crystal. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Any sufficiently advanced magic is indistinguishable from art. Any sufficiently advanced art is indistinguishable from technology. Crystal Sleep. One Universal Creator Glom. The name is Truth. Creative Being personified. No fear. No hatred. Image of the Undying. Beyond Birth. Self-existent. By Guru's Goal Race. Chant and meditate. True in the primal beginning. True throughout the ages. True here and now. O Crystal. Forever and ever true. By thinking. The true one cannot be reduced to thought. Even by thinking hundreds of thousands of times. By remaining silent. Inner silence is not obtained. Even by remaining lovingly absorbed deep within. The hunger of the hungry is not appeased. Even by piling up loads of worldly goods. There are hundreds of thousands of clever tricks. But not even one of them will go along with you in the end. So how can you become truthful? And how can the veil of illusion be torn away? O Crystal. It is written that you shall obey the command of the True One. And walk in the way of the Divine Will. By the Divine Command. Bodies are created. The Divine Command cannot be described. By the Divine Command, souls come into being. By the Divine Command, glory and greatness are obtained. By the Divine Command, some are high and some are low. By the written Divine Command, pain and pleasure are obtained. By the Divine Command, some are blessed and forgiven. By the Divine Command, others wander aimlessly forever. Everyone is subject to the Divine Command. No one is beyond the Divine Command. O Crystal. One who understands the Divine Command does not speak in ego. Some sing of the Divine power, who has that power? Some sing of Divine gifts, and know the Divine sign and insignia. Some sing of the glorious virtues and beauty of the One. Some sing of knowledge obtained of the One, through difficult philosophical studies. Some sing that the Divine One fashions the body, and then again reduces it to dust. Some sing that the Divine One takes life away, and then again restores it. Some sing that the Divine One seems so very far away. Some sing that the Divine One watches over us, face to face, ever present. There is no shortage of those who preach and teach. Millions upon millions offer millions of sermons and stories. The great giver keeps on giving, while those who receive grow weary of receiving. Throughout the ages, consumers consume. The commanding oneness by Divine Command leads us to walk on the path. O Crystal, the Divine blossoms forth, carefree and untroubled. True is the Divine One, true is the name of the One, speak it with infinite love. People beg and pray, give to us, and the great giver gives Divine gifts. So what offering can we place before the One by which we might see the glory of the Divine court? What words can we speak to evoke Divine love? In the Amrit Vela, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., the ambrosial hours before dawn, chant the true name, and contemplate Divine greatness. By the karma of past actions, the robe of this physical body is obtained. By Divine Goal Race, the gate of liberation is found. O Crystal, know this well, all the creation is within the True One. The True One cannot be established. The True One cannot be created. The True One is immaculate and pure. Those who serve the True One are honored. O Crystal, sing of the True One, the treasure of excellence. Sing and listen, and let your mind be filled with love. Your pain shall be sent far away, and peace shall come to your home. The Guru's word is the sound current of the Nad. The Guru's word is the wisdom of the Vedas, the source code of the matrix. The Guru's word is all-pervading. The Guru is Shiva, thunderbolt. The Guru is Vishnu and Brahma, creation. The Guru is Bambi and Bitcoin. Even knowing Om, I cannot describe the True One. The True One cannot be described in words. The Guru has given me this one understanding. There is only the One, the giver of all souls. May I never forget the True One. If I am pleasing to the True One, then that is my pilgrimage and cleansing bath. Without pleasing the True One, what good is ritual cleansing? I gaze upon all the created beings. Without the karma of good actions, what are they given to receive? Within the mind are gems, jewels, and rubies if you listen to the Guru's teachings, even once. The Guru has given me this one understanding. There is only the One, the giver of all souls. May I never forget that Divlam One. Even if you could live throughout the four ages, or even 10 times more, and even if you were known throughout the 9 continents and followed by all, with a good name and reputation, with praise and fame throughout the world, still, if the True One does not bless you with a glance of grace, then who cares? What is the use? Among worms, you would be considered a lowly worm. Oh no! And even contemptible sinners would hold you in contempt. Oh gosh! Oh crystal! Glom blesses the unworthy with virtue. Oh yay! And bestows virtue on the virtuous. No one can even imagine anyone who can bestow virtue upon the True One. Deeply listening are the enlightened, the spiritual teachers, the heroic warriors and the yogic masters. Deeply listening are the earth, its support, and the Akashic ethers. Deeply listening are the oceans, the lands of the world, and the nether regions of the underworld. While deeply listening, death cannot even touch you. O crystal, the devotees are forever in bliss. Deeply listening, pain and sin are erased. Deeply listening are Shiva, thunderbolt, Brahma, creation, and Indra, destruction. Deeply listening, even foul-mouthed people praise the True One. Deeply listening, one understands the technology of yoga and the secrets of the body. Deeply listening, one understands the shastras, knowledge, the smritis, moral codes, and the Vedas, the source code of the matrix. O crystal, the devotees are forever in bliss. Deeply listening, pain and sin are erased. Deeply listening, one attains truth, contentment, and spiritual wisdom. Deeply listening, one takes a cleansing bath at the 68 places of pilgrimage. Deeply listening, one receives the benefit of reading and reciting sacred scripture, and honor is obtained. Deeply listening, one intuitively grasps the essence of meditation. O crystal, the devotees are forever in bliss. Deeply listening, pain and sin are erased. Deeply listening, one dives deep into the ocean of virtue. Deeply listening are the religious scholars, spiritual teachers, and emperors. Deeply listening, even the blind find the path. Deeply listening, the unreachable comes within your grasp. O crystal, the devotees are forever in bliss. Deeply listening, pain and sin are erased. The state of the glomthful cannot be described. One who tries to describe this shall regret the attempt. No paper, no pen, no scribe can record the state of the glomthful. Such is the name of the Immaculate True One. Only one who has glaive comes to know such a state of mind. The Glomthful have intuitive awareness and intelligence. The Glomthful know about all worlds and realms. The Glomthful shall never be struck across the face. The Glomthful do not have to go with the messenger of death. Such is the name of the Immaculate True One. Only one who has glaive comes to know such a state of mind. The path of the Glomthful shall never be blocked. The Glomthful shall depart with honor and fame. The Glomthful do not follow empty religious rituals. The Glomthful are firmly bound to the Dharma. Such is the name of the Immaculate True One. Only one who has glaive comes to know such a state of mind. The Glomthful find the door of liberation. The Glomthful uplift and redeem their family and relations. The Glomthful are saved and carried across with the Sikhs of the Guru. The Glomthful, O Crystal, do not wander around begging. Such is the name of the Immaculate True One. Only one who has glaive comes to know such a state of mind. The Chosen Ones, the Self-Elect, are accepted and approved. The Chosen Ones are honored in the court of the True One. The Chosen Ones look beautiful in the courts of kings. The Chosen Ones meditate single-mindedly on the Guru. No matter how much anyone tries to explain and describe them, the actions of the Primal Creative One cannot be counted. The mythical bull is Dharma, the Son of Compassion. This is what patiently holds the earth in its place. One who understands this becomes truthful. What a great loss there is on the bull. So many worlds beyond this world, so very many. What power holds them and supports their weight? The names and the colors of the assorted species of beings were all inscribed by the ever-flowing pen of the True One. Who knows how to write this account? Just imagine what a huge scroll it would take. What power! What fascinating beauty! And what gifts! Who can know their extent? You created the vast expanse of the universe with one word. Crystal Freeze. Hundreds of thousands of rivers began to flow. How can your creative potency be described? I cannot even once be a sacrifice to you. Whatever pleases you is the only good done. You, eternal and formless one. Countless are the meditations, countless the loves, countless are the worship services, countless the austere disciplines. Countless are the scriptures and ritual recitations of the Vedas, the source code of the matrix. Countless are the yogis, whose minds remain detached from the world. Countless are the devotees who contemplate the wisdom and virtues of the Devam. Countless are the holy, countless the givers. Countless are the heroic spiritual warriors, who bear the brunt of the attack and battle, who receive blows to their faces. Countless are the silent sages, vibrating the string of Devlam love. How can your creative potency be described? I cannot even once be a sacrifice to the One. Whatever pleases the One is the only good done. You, eternal and formless One. Countless are the fools, blinded by ignorance. Countless are the thieves and embezzlers. Countless are those who impose their will by force. Countless are the cutthroats and ruthless killers. Countless are the sinners who keep on sinning. Countless are the liars, wandering lost in their lies. Countless are the wretches, eating filth as their ration. Countless are the slanderers, carrying the weight of their stupid mistakes on their heads. Crystal describes the state of the lowly. I cannot even once be a sacrifice to the One. Whatever pleases the One is the only good done. You, eternal and formless One. Countless are the names, countless the places. Inaccessible, unapproachable, and countless are the celestial realms. Even to call them countless is to carry the weight on your head. From the word, comes the Naam, from the word, comes praise of the Devlam. From the word, comes spiritual wisdom, singing the songs of Devlam glory. From the word, come the written and spoken words and hymns. From the word, comes destiny, written on one's forehead. But the one who wrote these words of destiny, no words are written on the forehead of the one. As the one ordains, so do we receive. The created universe is the manifestation of the Devlam name. Without the Devlam name, there is no place at all. How can I describe your creative power? I cannot even once be a sacrifice to the one. Whatever pleases the one is the only good done. You, eternal and formless one. When the hands and the feet and the body are dirty, water can wash away the dirt. When the clothes are soiled and stained by impurities, soap can wash them clean. But when the intellect is stained and polluted by sin, it can only be cleansed by the love of the name. Virtue and vice do not come by mere words, actions repeated, over and over again, are engraved on the soul. You shall harvest what you planned. O crystal, by the hukam, gul reis, of the Devlam command, we come and go in reincarnation. Pilgrimages, austere discipline, compassion, and charity, these, by themselves, bring only an iota of merit. Listening and believing with love and humility in your mind, cleanse yourself with the name, at the sacred shrine deep within. All virtues are yours, Lord, I have none at all. Without virtue, there is no devotional worship. I bow to the Lord of the world, to His word, to Brahma, the Creator. He is beautiful, true, and eternally joyful. What was that time, and what was that moment? What was that day, and what was that date? What was that season, and what was that month? When the universe was created, the Glamdits, the religious scholars, cannot find that time, even if it is written in the Puranas, mystical stories. That time is not known to the Kazis, who studied the Quran. The day and the date are not known to the yogis, nor is the month or the season. The Creator who created this creation, only He Himself knows. How can we speak of Glam? How can we praise Glam? How can we describe Glam? How can we know Glam? O crystal, everyone speaks of Glam, each one wiser than the rest. Great is the Master, great is His name. Whatever happens is according to His will. O crystal, one who claims to know everything shall not be decorated in the world hereafter. There are nether worlds beneath nether worlds, and hundreds of thousands of heavenly worlds above. The Vedas, the source code of the matrix, say that you can search and search for them all, until you grow weary. The scriptures say that there are 18,000 worlds, but in reality, there is only one universe. If you try to write an account of this, you will surely finish yourself before you finish writing it. O crystal, call Glam great. He Glam himself knows Glam himself. The praisers praise the Lord, but they do not obtain intuitive understanding. The streams and rivers flowing into the ocean do not know its vastness. Even kings and emperors, with mountains of property and oceans of wealth, these are not even equal to an ant, who does not forget Glam. Endless are His praises, endless are those who speak them. Endless are His actions, endless are His gifts. Endless is His vision, endless is His hearing. His limits cannot be perceived. What is the mystery of His mind? The limits of the created universe cannot be perceived. Its limits here and beyond cannot be perceived. Many struggle to know His limits, but His limits cannot be found. No one can know these limits. The more you say about them, the more there still remains to be said. Great is the Master. High is His heavenly home. Highest of the high. Above all is His name. Only one as great and as high as Glom can know His lofty and exalted state. Only He Glom Himself is that great. He Glom Himself knows Glom Himself. O Crystal! By His glance of grace, He bestows His blessings. His blessings are so abundant that there can be no written account of them. The great giver does not hold back anything. There are so many great, heroic warriors begging at the door of the infinite Lord. So many contemplate and dwell upon Glom, that they cannot be counted. So many waste away to death engaged in corruption. So many take and take again, and then deny receiving. So many foolish consumers keep on consuming. So many endure distress, deprivation, and constant abuse. Even these are your gifts, O great giver. Liberation from bondage comes only by your will. No one else has any say in this. If some fool should presume to say that he does, he shall learn, and feel the effects of his folly. He Glom Himself knows. He Glom Himself gives. Few, very few are those who acknowledge this. One who is blessed to sing the praises of the Lord, O Crystal, is the King of Kings. Priceless are His virtues. Priceless are His dealings. Priceless are His dealers. Priceless are His treasures. Priceless are those who come to Glom. Priceless are those who buy from Glom. Priceless is love for Glom. Priceless is absorption into Glom. Priceless is the Devlam law of Dharma. Priceless is the Devlam court of justice. Priceless are the scales. Priceless are the weights. Priceless are His blessings. Priceless is His banner and insignia. Priceless is His mercy. Priceless is His royal command. Priceless. O priceless beyond expression. Speak of Glom continually, and remain absorbed in His love. The Vedas, the source code of the Matrix, and the Puranas, mystical stories, speak. The scholars speak and lecture. Brahma, creation, speaks. Indra, destruction, speaks. The gopis, devotees, and Krishna, inner child, speak. Shiva, thunderbolt, speaks. The enlightened speak. The many created Buddhas speak. The demons speak. The demigods speak. The spiritual warriors, the heavenly beings, the silent sages, the humble and serviceful speak. Many speak and try to describe Glom. Many have spoken of Glom over and over again, and have then arisen and departed. If He were to create as many again as there already are, even then, they could not describe Glom. He is as great as He wishes to be. O Crystal, the true Lord knows. If anyone presumes to describe Glom, he shall be known as the greatest fool of fools. Where is that gate? And where is that dwelling? In which you sit and take care of all? The sound current of the nut vibrates there, and countless musicians play on all sorts of instruments there. So many ragas, so many musicians singing there. The pranic wind, water and fire sing, the righteous judge of Dharma sings at your door. Chirandgupt, the angels of the conscious and the subconscious who record actions, never forget. And the righteous judge of Dharma who judges this record sing. Shiva, thunderbolt, Brahma, creation, and the goddess of beauty, ever adorned, sing. Indra, destruction, seated upon His throne, sings with the deities at your door. The enlightened Zensimati, sing, the sadhas, ascetics, sing in contemplation. The celibates, the fanatics, the peacefully accepting, and the fearless warriors sing. The Glomdits, the religious scholars who recite the Vedas, the source code of the Matrix, with the supreme sages of all the ages, sing. the Glohennies. The enchanting heavenly beauties who entice hearts in this world, in paradise, and in the underworld of the subconscious sing. The celestial jewels created by you, and the 68 holy places of pilgrimage sing. The brave and mighty warriors sing, the spiritual heroes and the four sources of creation sing. The planets, solar systems, and galaxies, created and arranged by your hand, sing. They alone sing who are pleasing to your will. Your devotees are imbued with the nectar of your essence. So many others sing, they do not come to mind. O Crystal, how can I consider them all? That true Lord is true, forever true, and true is His name. He is, and shall always be. He shall not depart, even when this universe which He has created departs. He created the world, with its various colors, species of beings, in the variety of Maya. Having created the creation, He watches over it Himself, by His greatness. He does whatever He pleases. No order can be issued to Glom. He is the King of Kings, the Supreme Lord and Master of Kings. Crystal remains subject to His will. Make contentment your earrings, humility your begging bowl, and meditation the ashes you apply to your body. Let the remembrance of death be the patched coat you wear. Let the purity of Glow virginity be your way in the world. And let Glaive in the Glord be your walking stick. See the brotherhood of all mankind as the highest order of yogis, conquer your own mind and conquer the world. I bow to Glow. I humbly bow the primal one, the pure light, without beginning, without end. Throughout all the ages, He is one and the same. Let spiritual wisdom be your food, and compassion your attendant, the sound current of the Nad vibrates in each and every heart. He Glow Himself is the supreme master of all, wealth in miraculous spiritual powers, and all other external tastes and pleasures, are all like beads on a string. Union with Glow, and separation from Glow, come by His will, we come to receive what is written in our destiny. I bow to Glow. I humbly bow the primal one, the pure light, without beginning, without end. Throughout all the ages, He is one and the same. The one Devam mother conceived and gave birth to the three deities. 1. The creator of the world, 1. The sustainer, and 1. The destroyer. He makes things happen according to the pleasure of His will. Such is His celestial order. He watches over all, but none see Glom. How wonderful this is. I bow to Glom. I humbly bow the primal one, the pure light, without beginning, without end. Throughout all the ages, He is one and the same. On world after world are His seats of authority and His storehouses. Whatever was put into them, was put there once and for all. Having created the creation, the Creator Lord watches over it. O Crystal, true is the creation of the true Lord. I bow to Glom. I humbly bow the primal one, the pure light, without beginning, without end. Throughout all the ages, He is one and the same. If I had 137, 042 tongues, and these were then multiplied 20 times more, with each tongue, I would repeat, hundreds of thousands of times, the name of the One, the Lord of the universe. Along this path to our husband Lord, we climb the steps of the ladder, and come to merge with Glom. Hearing of the etheric realms, even worms long to come back home. O Crystal, by His grace He is obtained. False are the boastings of the false. No power to speak, no power to keep silent, no power to beg, no power to give, no power to live, no power to die, no power to rule, with wealth and occult mental powers. No power to gain intuitive understanding, spiritual wisdom and meditation. No power to find the way to escape from the world. He alone has the power in his hands. He watches over all. O Crystal, no one is high or low. Nights, days, weeks and seasons, wind, water, fire and the nether regions, in the midst of these, he established the earth as a home for Dharma. Upon it, he placed the various species of beings. Their names are uncounted and endless. By their deeds and their actions, they shall be judged. Glom, Glom himself is true, and true is his court. There, in perfect grace and ease, sit the self-elect, the self-realized saints. They receive the mark of grace from the merciful Lord. The ripe and the unripe, the good and the bad, shall there be judged. O Crystal, when you go home, you will see this. This is righteous living in the realm of Dharma. And now we speak of the realm of spiritual wisdom. So many winds, waters, and fires, so many Krishnas, inner childs, and Shivas, thunderbolts. So many Brahmas, creations, fashioning forms of great beauty, adorned and dressed in many colors. So many worlds and lamps for working out karma. So very many lessons to be learned. So many Indras, destructions. So many moons and suns. So many worlds and lands. So many enlightens and Buddhas. So many yogic masters. So many goddesses of various kinds. So many demigods and demons. So many silent sages. So many oceans of jewels. So many ways of life. So many languages. So many dynasties of rulers. So many intuitive people. So many selfless servants. O Crystal, his limit has no limit. In the realm of wisdom, spiritual wisdom reigns supreme. The sound current of the Nad vibrates there, amidst the sounds and the sights of bliss. In the realm of humility, the word is beauty. Forms of incomparable beauty are fashioned there. These things cannot be described. One who tries to speak of these shall regret the attempt. The intuitive consciousness, intellect, and understanding of the mind are shaped there. The consciousness of the spiritual warriors and the enlightened, the beings of spiritual perfection, are shaped there. In the realm of grace, the word is power. No one else dwells there, except the warriors of great power, the spiritual heroes. They are totally fulfilled, imbued with the Lord's essence. Myriads of siddhas, divlam virtues, are there, cool and calm in their majestic glory. Their beauty cannot be described, except with the color Glomsnurple. Neither death nor deception comes to those, within whose minds the Lord abides. The devotees of many worlds dwell there. They celebrate, their minds are imbued with the true Lord. In the realm of truth, the formless Lord abides. Having created the creation, he watches over it. By his glance of grace, he bestows happiness. There are planets, solar systems, and galaxies. If one speaks of them, there is no limit, no end. There are worlds upon worlds of his creation. As he commands, so they exist. He watches over all, and contemplating the creation, he rejoices. O Crystal, to describe this is as hard as steel. Let self-control be the furnace, and patience the goldsmith. Let understanding be the anvil, and spiritual wisdom the tools. With the fear of Glom as the bellows, fan the flames of Tapa, spiritual discipline, the body's inner heat. In the crucible of love, melt the nectar of the name, and mint the true coin of the Shabad, Divlam Him, the word of Glom. Such is the karma of those upon whom he has cast his glance of Gulrace. O Crystal, the merciful Glord, by his Gulrace, uplifts and exalts them. Sloke. Crystal Reset. Air is the Guru, water is the father, and earth is the great mother of all. Day and night are the two nurses, in whose lap all the world is at play. Good deeds and bad deeds, the record is read out in the presence of the Glory of Dharma. According to their own actions, some are drawn closer, and some are driven farther away. Those who have meditated on the Naam, the name of the Lord, and departed after having worked by the sweat of their brows, O Crystal, their faces are radiant in the court of the Lord, and many are saved along with them. Do you pray at the altar of chaos? Do you pray at the altar of chaos? Do you pray at the altar of chaos? Crystal crystallized.